so much for bringing us back together again. The revelation is just being poured out. I believe at this moment, you're about to make dynamic changes in the body of Christ's health. That those on the line with me, some coming in, you told me to come back here and you want to reveal some other things to your children. And I'll obey you. I'll preach as many times as you want me, and you know I will. And I'm thankful that we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. And that we're not going to only be hearers of the word, but we're going to be doers of the word and change the status of the body of Christ's health. Every man, every woman, every pastor, every preacher that is listening, may this revelation flow through them, extend their lives and their congregation. Thank you so much for what you've done for us so far and how much you have protected us through storms and through time we didn't know it, what we were doing. But you're revealing to us, and we thank you for revealing things to us all over the world, and that a lot of people's lives are being extended from this broadcast. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is here to help us, to usher us into a new dimension of living the long, satisfied, healthy life. We thank you. Open your word. Open our understanding. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, through the urgency of the Holy Spirit, I was summoned to come back, and it would be shocking what we're going to talk about. He gave it to me on the way home. My wife sat down, my wife and I sat down and had lunch. I want to share my lunch with you. Lentil jambalaya, lentil bean, wild rice, tomato, onion, celery, bell pepper, herbs, bay leaf, oregano, thyme, okra and tomato, onion, celery, bell pepper, sage, baked sweet potato. That's what I ate since I left here. You'll notice all of it got health in it, and there's so many healthy ways you can eat. We come back this afternoon to the subject is Stopping Satan's Wrong Eating Pandemic. That's what he told me. It's a pandemic. A pandemic really is a disease over a whole city or over the whole world. A disease pervading over a whole country or the world. Now, we all know, I don't have no foreigners here today. We all know everybody wearing masks. And one of my points is we ought to wear a mask to stop eating and block our mouth. As you're wearing this mask, stop this disease. But it's a disease pervading over a whole country or the world. We can begin one by one stopping the spread of sickness and diseases over the whole body of Christ. That's what he wanted me to share with you. There's a statement by C.S. Lewis I think we should get. You're never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. Let me give it to you again. You are never too old to set another goal and to dream a new dream. And that's what I'm trying to bring to the body of Christ at this time. Those of you who have diseases that are not under control, the Spirit of God is going to bring them under control while I'm teaching. Miracles, signs, and wonders are going to happen. Something you can't get under control. When I was driving here, the Lord said he's going to start bringing things under control if you all be obedient. A young lady sat down to tell me what her mother said. Her mother's dead. And her mother said, if I had known this when she got sick, if I had known this, knowing that I would be in this condition, I would have never let myself become like this. Another time, a pastor said this. Here's what happened. And I'm saying, we're so confused with the world-trained appetite. A minister said, a pastor, what can we eat? When you hear about cutting a lot of stuff out. And then the Spirit said, you will not have to do this just by information. You need revelation and anointing to walk in good health, not just by information. John 10:10 again, and I add two scriptures with it that are very familiar. Jesus said, I come not to, the thief come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and you might have it more abundant. You know, we read that for the other text. Now, very carefully and solely, I want to read from Psalm 139. I quoted in our other session, but as we work on this pandemic of wrong eating, which produced a pandemic of disease and sickness and early deaths in the body of Christ, we're going to work on that. Here we have, what them fellas at? Y'all come in here and hear this. Sit down, get a Bible, get a pen. What y'all doing? Oh, y'all don't need to be back there. Y'all need to be out here so I can see your faces. Come under conviction. In Psalm 139, verse 14, don't need more than one of them in there. Don't need both of them in there. I will praise thee. Now notice this verse very carefully. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy work. It's marvelous in my study the way our bodies are made with cells. And those cells are renewed over and over again if we cooperate with them properly. Improper cooperation over a duration of time is what's causing all the deficits that the body of Christ is suffering from about their health and living a long life. We're burying too many Christians early. You don't even bring God on the scene when somebody died at 40. Don't even mention God's name. God didn't take nobody at no 40 years old. That's not scripture. But you see, we done found these cliches to ease our conscience where we won't make no changes. And I don't hold the body of Christ because I don't believe the body of Christ just didn't. No, I believe they didn't know because I went so long, I didn't know. And I was studying the word, praying all night, still didn't know that I was killing my own crazy self. So, you know, if I call myself crazy, I got a few words I can call you. So understand this, why the Lord is doing this virus and pandemic that have all these people dying. It's nothing new. The pandemic of wrong eating been eroding in the body of Christ for hundreds of years. And the Lord now want to bring his people to their peak of blessing that the world can see, sinners can see, that serving God don't pay off after a while. Serving God pay off right now. You can live a long, strong life. So here I want to read more in this psalm. Let me read verse 14 again. Because what verse 14, when I find out, is explaining how wonderfully we are made and that actually you don't have to have a real secret to live long if you're God's child. If you cooperate with the body and the setup he made with cells and renewal, your body will stand up by itself. That is, when I first found it out, you know, I had tears in my eyes because that's ignorant going to seed where people don't know that. How fearful and wonderful they are made. Use the words fearfully, wonderfully, and marvelous. Three words. But then at the end of that verse, he makes a statement that will go along with our teaching earlier. and my soul knows right well. Now that statement have more revelation in it. When your mind, your conscience, your emotion, your imagination, your desire, all are informed on how your body works, you can't be stopped. You follow me? Now I'm going to read, because in the 15th verse he said, my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lower parts of the earth. Thine eyes, verse 16, did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which is continuous were fashioned. See, we're fashioned in a certain way. Well, yet were none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. In other words, all those verses are talking about how wonderfully, how powerfully, how graciously, how lovingly you are made. And when you cooperate with it, it will begin to manifest and demonstrate this great body God has given us. The other verse, what talks about prosperity and health, 3 John 2. It talks about, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. See, at my soul knows right well, as your soul prospers. So as your soul prospers, it has something to do with your health. And that's what I'm here to give you more information to produce a prosperous soul. Now, notice this. I will not promote sicknesses or sickness and disease another day in my life. And I want the scripture that I want to footnote that word is Isaiah 1:19. I will not promote sickness and disease another day in my life. Your eating habit either are promoting sickness and disease or promoting health and long life. Did you hear that? All right, so I will not. Isaiah. Now this verse, I use this verse many times, 3 John 2, for prosperity. But now, health is a form of prosperity that we should be operating in. Health is a form of prosperity that we should be operating in. All right, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Now, if you don't know no better, you can't do no better. See? But every one of us are held accountable because God is ministering to us specially on this day. It says in Isaiah 1:19, now remember I said, I will not promote sickness and disease another day in my life. What I'm saying is that what have happened to the body of Christ, and the reason we have this pandemic of sickness and disease in the body of Christ with our face wide open is because of ignorance. Stubbornness, what I said, stupidity, silliness. When people hear the truth, they don't take enough time to study to find out. Ask God about it. Why God got me back out here 2 times a day? You know why God got me back? Somebody's life he's saving. Somebody's life is on the line right now. That's why he got me back here. Because once you cock up in that hospital, baby, you can go either way. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you should eat good health. You have good health. You will not be a promoter of sickness and disease. Sickness and disease cannot whoop your body when your body is taken care of properly. God, your cells are sort of like an armor on the inside of you to protect you, fight off sickness and disease. I read so much about it. All right. Secondly, my healing and health are on the tip of my tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. By confession and by consumption. My healing and help are on the tip of my tongue by confession, by consumption. Now the two got to come together. You see, we're trying to deal with confession, but we're not dealing with consumption. Hello? Now, my wife and I took a time after the first study on YouTube and pick up some of the messages responding that took place. When I continue to eat wrong, I'm eating to an hour of God. That's a good one. Yes, right, I'm going to come back to this one in a few minutes. Thank God for mercy and grace. And this one came on many times because of the revelation. Eating wisdom and discernment. Eating wisdom. And so now all of us are asking God, James 1 and 5, for eating wisdom and discernment. What am I about to put in my mouth? On the other side of the taste, what is this about to do unto me? You know, I've had many of them. Krispy Kreme donut. You put it in your mouth, it tastes good for seconds, and then the damage go on for weeks and weeks. One person say, I receive it for me and my family. Thank God. I got to relearn how to cook and shop. Thank you so much for that. That's powerful. I want to read that so you can hear it. One wrote, they were listening, this is called being a good steward over your body. Wow, that's clear, man. And then one person said, help me, Lord Jesus, with my eating habits. Wow, I think we all need to hear that. And then another person said, and we'll get back to my lesson in a minute, but this is part of it. It's from this morning. Today, to those who are not stupid, I'm not stupid. I'm asking God for eating wisdom and discernment today. I'm not stupid. Remember I said today, those not stupid? One person said, yes, sir, I got it. Living my mystery. Living by mystery. All right. Hearing, seeing, understanding, applying. Somebody got that. They even got this one. Stop living by history and start living by mystery. And then one person said, Lord, help me to stop me. Write that down. Lord, help me to stop me from being stupid, silly, stubborn, and killing my crazy self. I got to be a little frank, you know. One person said, how are you praying for divine help and you're driving to et cetera? This is a timely word. Now I'll come back to get some more of them in a few minutes because they're so powerful. Let's go on with the lesson. We've studied 2 points. I would not promote sickness and disease another day in my life. And we're talking about stopping Satan wrong eating pandemic. It's been in the church. We think this is the first pandemic. The church been living through a pandemic of sickness and disease. Preachers, deacons, ushers, dying early, sickly. I have to come back and teach about old age conditioning. There's no such thing. It's man's mind. You can stay. He said, Psalm 103 says, bless the Lord all my soul and bless his holy name. Bless the Lord all my soul, forget not all of his benefit, who forgive all my iniquity, who healeth all my diseases, who deliver my life from destruction, crown my head with loving kindness and tender mercy, satisfy my mouth with good things. Satisfy my mouth with good things. Oh, how y'all do that? Satisfy my mouth with good things, not stupid things. Satisfy my mouth with good things that gonna contribute to my health. And then it says, so that he may renew my youth like the eagle. That's eating right. Right? Now, don't miss this one because it's twofold. I was trying to write it as fast as I could. My healing and health are on the tip of my tongue by confession, by consumption. See, what I'm saying out of my mouth and what I'm taking into my mouth, if the two do not correlate, well, you're going to, what that word is, you're going to dismiss, or you're going to dilute, or you're going to invalidate the other one. So the body of Christ makes a lot of confession. Boy, we talk about Jesus. We got the name, and we got the grace of God. We got the mercy of God. And that is right. But then we consume pandemics. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yep.
That's straight? Now, why this one? I am now positioning myself for health and a long, satisfied life. I am now positioning myself for health and a long, satisfied life. And look what scripture the Lord gave me. You want it?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. What? Ephesians, yes, sir. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now, what? See, here's what you must understand. Here's what we must understand. Let me get to it, then I'm going to read another verse to substand this verse. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Get these two words, three or four words. Revelation, manifestation, demonstration, perception. All of those words is the ideal of converting all of these spiritual blessings into manifestation in our life. Did you get it, or do I need to say it again? All right. Revelation, manifestation, demonstration, perception, inspiration, illumination. All of these are designed to manifest what is already ours. Look what he said. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who has blessed us with all. Health is a spiritual blessing. Long life is a spiritual blessing. Being strong is a spiritual blessing. But we have, with our faith and by revelation, have to be a part of the convergence system. I'm going to talk about that later in a few minutes. You know, but the convergence system. So it's not asking God the question why, because you know why. Because your body designed to keep you strong and healthy all the days of your life. Now, I'm not saying you're not going to have some attack, but it's all right to have an attack when you got your arm on and know how to fight back. Now, let me read that again. I am positioning myself for health and a long, satisfied life now. No, I said the doctor is positioning me. No, the hospital. No, a pill. No. I am positioning myself for health and a long, satisfied life now. I want you to get to now. Because I want you to see how urgent this message is that the Lord called me to minister to the body of Christ. A patient was talking to his doctor, and he told his doctor he's changing his eating habit. Do he think that it would help? And the doctor kind of nodded. And then he turned to the doctor and said, Doc, what you eat? Doctor didn't answer. He said, Doc, he had to be persistent. Doc, what you eat? He said, I'm a vegetarian. He eat what's right. Now, many doctors says that the reason they give you a prescription all the time about everything, because you ain't going to eat right. And they don't want to be held accountable for your ignorance. So they give you a pill to try to help you live longer. Now, if you have a doctor, I want you to hear me. And you tell him that you're going to start eating right. You want him to watch your numbers and watch things. And he tell you that's not going to do nothing. Quickly, run to your car. Put it in drive and drive as fast as you can to another doctor. Any doctor who's ignorant enough to tell you eating right is not going to help you is not your doctor. All right, I want. And doc, I got to do it. I mean, I got to do it. I got to protect my members and I got to protect spiritual laws. If you're not wise enough as a doctor, when a person tell you, doc, I'm going to change my eating habit, my doctor is so happy. She just grinned when I'm talking to her. You with me, Junior? She's so happy. She said, you still riding your bike? I said, yeah, I'm riding my bike. She's just happy as she can be. All right, let's read Ephesians 3:20. Let's look at it from this perspective. How powerful. And then it's getting your soul straight, beginning from the 14th verse. But I just want to go to the 20th verse. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly, exceeding, number one. Abundantly, number two. Above, number three. All, number four. That we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. So my health is not on the medical field. My health is not on God. My health is on me, according to the power that works in us. You see that? But God is able to do it if we cooperate with him. How many see that? Uh-huh. Turn to Mark 9:23. I know this will be a baffling one, but I wrote as I tried to eat lunch and the Holy Spirit had me writing while I was eating lunch. And he said, you going back out there. I said, what? You going back out there? You going back out there? Yes, sir. I know better than play with him. And I thank somebody's life on the line. And I thank somebody who think your case is hopeless. It is not hopeless. God will help you. If you turn and go to working on it, turn that doggone french fry down, turn that hamburger down, turn that pork chop down, and go to working on your health. God gonna meet you. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's true anyway. Mark 9:23. Jesus said, watch what I'm gonna read. I ain't gonna give you the point, I'm gonna get a scripture for you. Jesus said unto him, if thou can believe, what he said? I can't hear y'all. Y'all got Bible?
Yes, sir.
Oh, read louder.
All things are possible to him that believes.
And now watch what the point is. My eating has been working against my faith. Wow. You heard that? My eating has been an enemy to my faith. My eating has been an enemy to my health. My eating has been an enemy to my strength. My eating has been an enemy to my long life. See? And you got to correct that. You got to correct it by faith, trusting the Holy Ghost to help you do it. Just self-will, not going to do this because the commercial are too strong for your self-will. I mean, these people spend hours, millions of dollars, how to get into your mind and make you think you cannot do without this. But they're not stronger than the Holy Ghost. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So my eating has been working against my faith. Wow. Isn't that something? I don't want to get this. Not that. You know, that's what I'm trying to believe God. And as much as I prayed about my health and asked the Lord to move this, to move that, and then while I'm praying, sometimes I take a little nipple. Tater chips. Got a bag of tater chips by my chair while I'm praying. And I eat a little tater chip and pray a little bit. Devil just laugh. You know some of the other stuff I told you, how he uses what we're eating to destroy us. We're talking about an eating pandemic. This is not the first one. This eating one is almost dangerous than the one that got out all over the world now. The Lord may have permitted it for me to teach this.
Right.
This is I believe This is an emergency message.
Yep.
Immune system.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
What make my immune system weak? Anybody want to answer that?
Bad eating.
Thank y'all. Bad eating. All this pandemic is an immune system situation. You've been eating right, even if they get attacked, you didn't fight back. Your immune system will fight back. I'm hearing something from the Spirit now, and I think, I don't know how I'm going to say it. Either your immune system is working right, or you're in tune to sickness and disease.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that's heavy, that. You know that? I just heard that. If your immune system is not working right and you're eating improperly is the why it's not working right consistently, then you are in tune to sickness and disease. Here's what the Lord said he's want to do today. We are exposing the enemy's secret. Remember I told you he used food as a weapon to destroy us. We are exposing our three scriptures I'm going to give you right now. We are exposing the enemy's secret by revelation of the truth. John 14:6, what Jesus said. I am what? The way, truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. All right? So now, what the Lord is teaching us, the way, the truth, and the life to health and long life, and we'll be able to take our pandemic mask off. John 8:32, what did he say? And you shall know
the truth.
What did he do? First John 2:27. There's an anointing that abides in you that teaches you all things and lie not, tell you the truth. That anointing is on the inside of you. That's why I have you back here, because you all are Christian. You all have this anointing, and y'all that anointing recognize the truth when it is, and the enemy is being exposed. And we're not going to have as much dying in the body of Christ ahead of time, dying in the pulpit ahead of time. As men hear this, I don't care if they do it secretly. See, God chose the foolish things of the world to confine the wise. All right. Many will be healed and testify to the power of the blood brought by this revelation. Many will be healed. Matter of fact, many being healed now. Gotta give you a head start. Oh my God, heal a disease right now. A disease that's been coming on for the last 20 years in your body. He has the power right there to heal it. Right there on the spot. And now say, I want you to walk away from here in that revelation, in that anointing that I've given to you through my servant. Can you say amen? You see what I'm saying? Yeah, see the healing, not the problem. It is the correcting. The correcting, you are spirit, you have a soul, and you have a body. So if you don't, your spirit is perfect. I taught that tonight. But your soul is progressive. And your body works on a program. So if you're going to change your eating, you're not going to change it by your senses. Mm-hmm. Your soul is going to have to come in agreement with revelation. And it's up to you what you're going to do with it. But Revelation 12:10. We're going, many will be healed and testify to the power of the blood brought revelation. This blood brought revelation, but it's there for you all the time. But the body of Christ have not. Now I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about this. This is not known. This is not known in the church. The church is plumb ignorant about this aspect of health. Isn't that something? I mean, because I went 30-some years, ignorant as a baboon in a hailstorm with two hats on, and they both was on the ground. I'm trying to say something stupid. And you know, the body of Christ, we've been in a crisis with sickness and disease. I used to go down the hospital corridor, and almost everybody I talked to was a Christian. Couldn't get nobody saved. They all were saved already. Saved and sick. Them two words aren't supposed to go together.
That's right.
See? Now we got an enemy. He's going to try to do something. But if you know how to deal with it, yeah, in Revelation 12, look in verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Hallelujah. And strength. And the body of Christ, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. See that? Now you got the accuser, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Look at verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives in the dead. Can you see that? Let me say it to you a different way, or say it to you again. There's a worldwide pandemic of sickness and diseases in the body of Christ because of wrong eating and justifying lies. I thought he threw it wrong eating. He said, no, they're justified liars. They're lies, say they're not eating something. I don't know why this come on me. I didn't eat nothing for the last 3 months. Lying like a dog. You're lying to yourself, stupid. You ain't lying to me. You ain't lying to somebody who's trying to help you. You lying to your own crazy self. Quit that stuff. Holy Spirit, touch every person under the sound of my voice right now with conviction about this. Listen to what I said. There's a worldwide pandemic. Now, they panic. Everybody panicking now. See, people who don't have their immune system right, huh? Then they panic and they ain't got no money to get it right. If they want to listen, they'll be able to have the money and whatever they need to eat right. Don't have to eat out the project. Don't have to eat out them little stores they set up with all that street roll and all that stuff and build all them places in the project so you can come there, drive to the one and pick that junk up and kill you. You got a black man you're teaching about money. You won't even listen to him with your stupid self. You just, that's sad. That's sad. Your God sent a black man. He give me money coming. He didn't give it to Kenny Copeland. He gave it to me. And Kenny, you know, he didn't give it to him. He gave it to me. Why did he give it to me? Because some are so prejudiced, say, that white man trying to fool me. No, I'm a black man. You can't be eating them people. Build them little stores down there for you to go get that stuff.
Come on.
Pork sausage. Pork chop. Pork chicken. There's a worldwide pandemic of sickness and disease. I want to say that in the body of Christ because of wrong eating and justifying lying. You're lying a minute about what you eat. Who you lying to? The devil just dancing. Say, great, tell him you ain't had nothing. I'm going to get you tonight. I'm going to get your tail tonight. You sitting up here listening to this, but I'm going to get you tonight. He ain't getting me. Listen, turn to John 7. I want you to catch this revelation. John Gospel, chapter 7. Ooh, body of Christ. I'm telling you, we're coming into some things here. What I told you, John, what?
7.
Yeah, I know it wasn't 9. John 7:37. All right. Hear me out now. Hear this statement. Rivers of living help is about to flow through the body of Christ. And the Father is well pleased for his children. That's what he told me. Yeah, what he told me. John 7:37. Rivers of living help is about to flow through the body of Christ, and the Father is well pleased for his children. Isn't that something? And look at John 7:37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, out of his soul, out of his inner man, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't that something? Rivers of living help. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I wrote, and this is number 9, I'll tell you a lot of things between. You need a mask on your mouth to protect you from this eating pandemic. You need a mask. I think anybody who listens to me know about masks right now. And just like we're wearing this mask to keep this bacteria or this disease from coming, you need a mask on your mouth when you go to the store. Mm-hmm. Not just for the pastor law. You need a mask on your mind. Oh, go help me. Help me, Holy Ghost. You need to put a mask on your mind to keep you from thinking, oh, my. You're eating a pandemic. Eating a pandemic. Every time you sit down and eat, you know, I've been nice to them places I ain't called their name. Some people on the line don't answer back, call everybody's name. They call them. Now, this is going to be either revelatory, insulting, or make you angry. It don't make me no difference. I hope you take it the right way, and I hope you see it. Some people in the body of Christ are stupid, stubborn, silly, and suicidal. If you hear this type of message, and listen, science, the medical world, the psychological world, they all know this. They know that these spiritual people are killing themselves by eating wrong. You got some people in the psychology world, you're not going to get them eating wrong. They're not even saved. They're working your revelation. Jesus Christ. Eating pandemic. We've been in an eating pandemic for hundreds of years in the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. I almost got it. I wrote it both group-wise and personal. Your or my perverted taste buds must be converted, yep, by the power of yielding to the truth and revelation of properly taking care of our bodies. I'm going to read that for you again. I'm going to give you 4 scriptures with it. Your or my perverted taste buds. Satan pervert them. See, and they pervert it, and they're going to have to be, listen to me, they're going to have to be converted. Yep. All right? Because the mass mind, the system set up to eat crazy. All them pretty colors, man. You notice how they put them colors? Now, you notice how some of them fast food signs, the different colors got, they got red, different colors. That's working with your mind. Your or my perverted taste bud, perverted taste bud, perverted taste bud, perverted taste bud must be converted to the truth. by the power of yielding to the truth and revelation are properly taking care of our body. Look in Mark 4:12. I'm going to read these four scriptures. Mark 4:12. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. Now the Father is well pleased. I obeyed him. He told me, get back out there. I said, well, I just been out there. He said, get back out there. Well, I ain't crazy enough to tell him I just been out there, so I ain't told him nothing. I just want to put the food down and start writing notes. 4:12. That seeing they may see and not perceive. Whoa, whoa, whoa. That seeing they may see and not perceive. And hearing they may hear and not understand. Lest at any time, if they see and hear and understand, they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. See, on that message, what I'm talking about fit in there. Seeing, hearing, and being converted, and your sickness will leave your body. Look at Luke 22. Just a few more scriptures. Luke 22. We got 502 in line. Where are the other 107 people at? What's the matter with them? Is it just, if I'd have heard what I heard this morning, I'd have been on that line if I had to quit my job. Luke 22:32. But I prayed for thee, listen, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And that's my prayer. I pray for you that these revelation students, faith come by hearing, seeing, understanding, applying. Huh? I pray for you that your faith fail not. You're going to need faith in this society to eat right. You're going to need faith with your family. All the days come up. You're going to have faith because you're going to be something like an oddball, but you're going to need faith. Don't let your faith fail you. And I see you in about 3 months from now. Oh, my hand going to be tied from the high five you're going to give me. Give me a dap. Give me a dap, Apostle. Bam, I got this. Bam, I got that. I'm telling you, I feel so charged up at this moment that this information can go out to the body of Christ. Now, stubborn people and people who won't be critical, they're sick and broke, and they act like they got something, they act like they're well, they're going to fight everything. Satan's using them because of their stupidity to revelation. Look at John 12:40. John 12:40. I told you four scriptures. John 12:40. Then I'm excited that I'm going to go look at some of them comments. Because there's people catching on this thing, man. That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about just sitting there just listening to my hallelujah. No, I want you to have something. John 12:40 now. Let me read this. He has blinded their eyes. And hardened their heart. That they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted. Look what he said next. And I what? 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 Look what he's saying here. He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, soul, in a man, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart. We're talking about switching from perversion to conversion. Switching from being a perverted eater to a converted eater. And be converted. I like the way the end of this voice goes because it's just on the two messages I preached this morning. And be converted, and I should heal them. Now, the Lord talk out of scripture. So he says, you have a covenant of healing, you know. You have a contract of health from God. His wound is for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace was on him. With his stripes, we're healed. It's a done deal. But Satan and the system and your silliness don't want you to know. They want you to go through the old routine about mama had it, Uncle John had it, I got it. It's just a part of life. That ain't part of life. That's part of dying, stupid. Don't call something life when it's death. Look at that voice again. What's stopping me from being healed then? Blindness, hardness of heart, deafness, lack of understanding. Because if so, I'd be converted and I should heal them. You know what comparison here is? This revelation is like, y'all listen good now. It's like going to heaven in your health. Going to heaven. A heaven coming to you in health. Heaven want to come to every member of the body of Christ in the form of health. Not waiting until we get there. No. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Is anybody sick in heaven? No. And so instead of waiting till I get there, I subpoena it and it come here. All right, I got one more point I'm going to give you. One more scripture. Acts 3:19. Tell you, this is thorough teaching, I tell you that. You ain't going to be the duck this, baby. This baby, you're going to haunt you tonight. This baby, yeah. All I tell you is don't be condemned, because you might slip and slide, but don't be condemned, because let the conviction come in, because if he condemn you, he's going to control you by condemnation. And that's not what I'm here for. I'm here for you to live a long, satisfied life. Acts 3:19, repent ye therefore. Now, you're going to have to repent for wrong eating. And you're going to have to ask the Lord to forgive you for being like that. And then you're going to ask him to help you. So he said, repent therefore and be converted. You can't be converted unless you repent. That your sin may be blotted out when the time, oh my God, when the time of what? Refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Well, in the time, this revelation will bring you into refreshed health, refreshed living, refreshed thinking. Let me close. I put your in my last point, and then right on top I wrote our. Our faith has been failing in the area of being and staying healthy. Mm-hmm. Our faith has been failing in that area. Now, it's not the faith fault, it's our fault. So with that in mind, turn to Hebrews 4:16, and the next last 5 or 6 minutes, I'm going to read some of these things people say. Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy. Grace and mercy to help, mercy and grace to help in time of need. So here's some of the highlights from some wonderful people who was online who helping me preach. I pray for conviction from the Holy Ghost. Thank you, God, for correction. Isn't that something? This is a rhema word. Taste bud gotta go. Here's one person say, one in the morning and want ice cream. Food is the weapon Satan is using to kill us. Y'all heard that? Here's another smart person. I like to teach the smart people. Remember, it's not what you eat one time. It's what you eat habitually. Satan using food to worship him, and we are the sacrifice. What? You heard that? Eat by faith and not by sight. Amen. I'm changing. I am changing, being convicted. Thank you for that. The person next to you online, hear that? Ooh, that is so good. I'm writing that in a card to put on my mirror. Eat by faith, not by sight. Oh, this one, I heard Junior backing me up real strong on this one when I said it. When you read, you can think for yourself. Yeah. We'd like to turn everything over to everybody else. Y'all don't read labels. You got to have on that label, this honey bun is going to kill you in the next 3 hours. you didn't even see it. You think about the sugar and the taste, you ain't even reading it. They can write anything they want. They ain't reading no label. My goodness, I got to close. Yeah, I understand. The person said this. We know now. I wish I had this revelation before for my parents. It touched me. Just didn't know. May your faith step into the revelation of health today. It had 18 people wrote guilty. That's what they put on there. Guilty. In other words, you're talking to me. I'm guilty. 18 people from this morning. I don't know how many. They all should have put guilty to a certain degree, you know. But see, these 18 honest people, guilty. This is real. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom and discernment. Thank you, Apostle, for hearing from Father God. Then the person gives us a scripture in Romans 13, 14, make no provision for the lust of the flesh that starts at the grocery store. I like this one. I have 50 here. I'm not going to read them all. You can't stop the enemy if you're going to cooperate with him. Whatever manifests in your mind, you got whatever manifests in your soul, but whatever manifests in your mind manifests in your soul. Somebody said, tell the truth, Apostle. Moderation is a lie. Smack. Smack you side of the head. I'm doing it in moderation. Wow. I got to get off food memories. Got to tread on wrong food. That's when I told him about Luke 10:19. Preacher, apostle. Now this is a good one too. I want y'all to record it. I am in an eating warfare. It's not just a decision you make. It's a warfare. Ooh, teacher, keep it real with us. Apostle, you have completely exposed and beat up every lie associated with food. Wrong food is a weapon from Satan. I love this so much. These people are getting it, man. I'll come at you and teach you. If you're going to get it, I'll teach you. Food that is not good for your body is demon taste. It has demon taste on it. I'm being called by God to put the armor of God on my health. That was a powerful one, wasn't it? Now here's a dear person. Oh my, this one will make me want to cry too. Apostle, your teaching is the first time for everything for me. Isn't that something? First time. Some people never heard of it. And I told you, don't swap holiness out for hospice. I love it. You know, I read all 50 of them. I love them so much. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, Apostle. And I'm listening. And I'm giving God all the glory. Because I'm teaching this by revelation. My inadequacies and insufficiencies are in these messages, traveling on the bus of grace. Yes, something that had 11 times repeated online about the teaching earlier. 11 times do food have authority over my life. And then I like number 51. He says, We needed this teaching long ago, but now the church is getting some sense. I want my 120. Say it, I want my 120. I want a long, healthy life, and I have something to do with it, and I'll yield to the Spirit to anoint me, convict me, and take me in the right step. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I just pray right now that those who are connected online, 500 some on the line now, I believe, those who are here with me presently, I pray, Father, that you get all the glory and all the credit. I pray that in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word and the kingdom, that many lives are turned around from these two sections. We'll do whatever you tell us to do. I've already prayed for their healing, so I'm not going to pray for it. I'm saying thank you for healing every person under the sound of my voice. I thank you that as men and women listen to this broadcast and listen to this message, that you get your glory and you get your church back and you get your people back where they can testify how long they've been living in good health. Those of us who missed it for so long, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness. We're never too late to make changes. I pray that they all be able to make the changes they need, that they have the finances. I decree money cometh over them, that they have the finances, that they can buy quality food to eat, fresh food. In Jesus' name, amen.